Thank you for coming. And I think this topic is pretty important, and I think it kind of corresponds with where you are and your university's growth and its development. I think a lot of universities that are fairly young just kind of turned a blind eye to multi-state compliance. And as you get older and older, I think you'll see your more established schools actually have a good procedure for multi-state compliance. And some of us just turned a blind eye to it and choose to ignore it until we get notices from our employees. So we just want to give you a heads up that some states might want to have a talk or a conversation with you if you're operating in their state or if you have a presence in their state, and what are the potential liabilities here. We're not going to be a Darth Vader presentation. We're going to be a more, you might want to take a look at this when you go back home presentation. Take it away.
Thanks. So we're going to start a little bit basic. So to qualify as an exempt entity, you guys usually qualify with the IRS and have that exempt status. But for the state level, there is no one-size-fits-all. So every state may view you a little bit differently when it comes to an exempt entity. It's up to the states to decide if they want to exempt all 501c organizations or if they only exempt 501c3s. So don't just assume that because you're an exempt entity in one state that all the exclusions apply to you perhaps in another state if you're operating there as well.
And I can speak to you from our campus and our experience in multi-state compliance, as we've discussed it throughout the years, is we had this kind of presumption that we're exempt per the Constitution. So we're a public entity, therefore we have sovereign immunity within our state. So I'll ask the attorneys in the room to help me out, and just raise your hand real quick if you're familiar with sovereign immunity. Okay. All right. So do you still have sovereign immunity when you leave your own state sovereign? So if I'm a public entity and I operate in Florida, I establish a presence in Minnesota, do I still have sovereign immunity in Minnesota?